Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
After our celebration, I went out to have a few drinks, and on my way home, I was a little frustrated, upset, and I punched a wall. So that's how it happened. Pretty upset with myself. There's no one to blame but me. I feel like I've let my team down, our coaching staff, our fans, everyone. I know how big of a role that I play on this team, and there's a lot of people counting on me. But I guess all I can do now is cheer my team on and learn from it and don't make that same mistake in the future.
It is a final, his season, this game, and a Cardinals winning streak. It all ends, and welcome in, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, live in the Lakeland University studios with online learning in seven locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. There's Evan Heffelfinger. My name is Tim Allen. And the Brewers get a 4-0 shutout victory. But the big news of the day, as you guys probably are well aware of by now, Devin Williams was stupid Sunday night. That's what he was, and he will be the first to admit that. We all know that. I'm not going to judge the dude. He did something stupid that night, and it definitely put the Brewers into a much more challenging situation. I want to get your reaction on the game tonight, as well as the Devin Williams situation, at 414-799-1250. As the Brewers get their 95th victory against 63 losses and still have a shot, need to go 2-2 now. Two more victories to break the all-time regular season win total of 96. Get to 97. Got another record this year, the record-breaking Brewers this year. And they get the shutout victory over the St. Louis Cardinals, their 19th shutout of the season. That leads all of Major League Baseball. And that, folks, is why this team is a viable threat to win the World Series. That stat right there, 19 shutouts this year. Think about that. That's a big, big number, guys. It's a huge number. 19 of your 95 victories have been via the shutout. So now, what does this do to the Brewers moving forward? We're going to hear from Craig Counsell. We're going to hear from President David Stearns on the Devin Williams situation. We'll hear more from Devin Williams, and I'm sure he feels awful. And we are not here. I can speak for myself, but most of you guys, we're not here to cast judgment on the dude. But we can all agree that it was a really dumb activity to partake in. You're going to have to turn the page. Another challenge for this 2021 championship season. And I feel fine with Box and Hader in the back end. Guys, I really do. On the other hand, to get there, then what? Now, to me, this elevates the roles of three pitchers in the back end of that bullpen. One of them pitched today. And I don't know how much elevation into the back end Aaron Ashby gets, but he'll get more. I think he's made the playoff roster. He may have made it without the Williams injury, but he definitely is going to be on the playoff roster now. Left-hander throwing 98, 99, 100. Great breaking stuff. He worked on that today. So that role increases. Now let's get to the other two guys. These two guys are going to find themselves into huge situations in the postseason. That is one Hunter Strickland and one Jake Cousins. Both of those guys are going to be relied upon to take over for what Box did in the seventh. Box is going to slide into that Williams role in the eighth. We all know Hader's the ninth. Box the eighth. Now is it Jake Cousins? Jake, you gotta land the sliders. You can't come in with two aboard and one out in a huge situation where you're going to have to throw some strikes here. He's going to have to figure it out. On the other hand, Hunter Strickland in the postseason. Do they stay with his normal practice? And that is closing out a start for a starting pitcher. You know, Hunter Strickland usually is the first go-to guy. Stop the bleeding right here. Woody Burns, Peralta, one of these guys gets into trouble, and it's the fifth inning. That's Hunter Strickland right there. And so that means it's Jake Cousins. Is he the key in this bullpen? I mean, think about that. He's going to have a huge, huge role. He just is. And this is a big, big hit for the Milwaukee Brewers. Back end of that bullpen. Can they get through this? Well, you know, the other thing to keep in mind is the offense needs to pick that up a little bit. Devin Williams did address his teammates. That had to be one difficult conversation with the rest of the roster here by Devin Williams. And, you know, I am curious as to what occurred. I'm not going to speculate as to what occurred because the sky's limit on that. How much alcohol was consumed, who was he with, what kind of situation was it, et cetera, et cetera. Was there a fight? Was there, you know, words squawked back and forth? Was this, you know, again, over a woman? Was this over anything? I'm not going to just, but I am curious. I will say just because we're curious by nature, I just wonder. I just wonder what happened there. But the bottom line is, you know, this is such a big hit. And the word of the day is disappointing, I think, more than anything. Yeah, you can add in dumb and stupid. But disappointing is probably the key factor here. And maybe they use this as a motivational tool in some regard. You know, I don't know how that's going to shake out. This is a big blow. I mean, this is a lockdown setup guy. Guys, this is get to the eighth inning with the lead, and more times than not, staggering numbers will say that you're going to win that baseball game. Staggering numbers. Upwards of, you know, I don't know, I'm just throwing this out there, 97 of 100 games. You're going to get the victory through seven innings with a lead. That's the toughest part about all of this with Devin Williams. It's just unfortunate, but it's so disappointing. You can hear it in Devin Williams. Those of you just tuning in, we'll play it again here. This is just about 30, 35 seconds of Devin Williams, and you can hear the disappointment in himself. Check this out.
After our celebration, I went out to have a few drinks, and on my way home, you know, I was a little frustrated, upset, and I punched a wall. So that's how it happened. Pretty upset with myself. There's no one to blame but me. You know, I feel like I've let my team down, our coaching staff, our fans, you know, everyone. I know how big of a role that I play on this team, and there's a lot of people counting on me. But, you know, I guess all I can do now is cheer my team on and learn from it and don't make that same mistake in the future.
Okay, so let's just think about again the setting up of Josh Hader, and in the postseason to take that away. Now, nothing against Brad Boxberger; he's been a workhorse out there. He had a nice performance tonight in the ballgame. But it's different than Devin, isn't it? It's different when you got a lead into the eighth inning and you're trying to slam the door with Williams and Hader. It's just so disappointing. I mean, probably the low point in the season. Coming at the worst time. Evan, your thoughts. It's disappointing. I'm beyond frustrated. The frustration part of it, I'm not going there because it's such a staggering lean toward disappointing. And again, I'm not going to judge the kid. He's going to do what he does, and he'll learn from this. You better believe he's going to learn from this. But Evan, your thoughts when you heard the news today?
I think there were a lot of emotions that went through me at that time because he, even though he isn't having as good of a year as he had last year, which we can't really fault him for that. He was perfect last year. It hurts. It hurts to see a guy that good do something stupid. We've all done stupid things, especially when alcohol gets involved.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I don't have to say that more than once, but you kind of wish for better judgment. Although we know that mistakes happen, you can tell, like you said, that it really feels bad. I mean, it sounded like he was about to cry sitting in that dugout. I can't imagine what he's going through right now. And it makes it even better. Sophia on the pregame show today said that when he did have that team meeting and he laid it all out for the team, they backed him up. And I can only imagine how he's feeling, but also how good it feels to have your team back you up after such a dumb mistake happens. And that shows the closeness of this group, I don't know. It hurts. It hurts because he was your second best bullpen arm and your bullpen outside of those two guys has a lot of question marks that could be good, but also very much could not be. So,
I mean, Evan, you know, you're looking at now get to the ninth and you know, 34 out of 35 times you're going to get a victory.
Yeah, statistically, okay, that is true.
So that's fine. Okay, then back it up a little bit. Boxberger, we know, has been scuffling just a little bit in the last, you know, handful of outings. But I'm not super worried about Boxberger. I'm really not. I think a low heartbeat like that, an experienced guy like that, I think he'll come through more times than not.
He still has an ERA in the low threes, which is not terrible.
No, but it's just not Devin. When you need something right there, again, this isn't going to be cookie cutter in the postseason, guys. You can't predict that it's going to line up exactly to where, okay, got the lead. Box is going to pitch the full frame of the seventh. Williams, full frame of the eighth. Hader, the full frame of the ninth. All bets are off here, guys. You may have had Devin Williams come in to the seventh inning with two outs if the matchup looked good. Again, this is the cause and effect of this. And this is my fear is that at some point in the postseason, one of these games, we will be talking about that would have been Devin's spot, okay? And I don't want to, you know, put some bad mojo on this thing, but that's my fear, is that it's going to get to a lead in the eighth, and whoever it is out there, whether it's Box, Cousins, but however it lined up out there on a particular game, when we have to get on the air, or when I have to get on the air on a post-game show and say, that would have been Williams right there. That's my fear, is that the stars line up and those baseball cosmic tumblers just fall into place and you hear the click and you say, that would have been Williams right there. That should have been a Brewers victory right there. That's my fear. So in the meantime, who in your mind needs to get into that role? Who in your mind needs to or will be way more prevalent than we ever thought in the postseason. I've got three. Maybe they're no-brainers. Maybe it's Captain Obvious. It's Strickland, it's Cousins, and it's Ashby. 414-799-1250. We'll hear more on this. We'll hear from Craig Counsell on the game tonight, and he may add a little bit to the Williams situation. We'll hear from David Stearns, and right now we're going to hear from you guys at 414-799-1250. You describe how you felt when you heard this news. I'm not judging you. You react any way you want. I told you my reaction. I'm disappointed. Not all that frustrated with it, because I know we all do stupid things, and that was a really, really stupid thing. All right, let's go to Mike. Mike, you're first up here on the Fan. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Not so good, huh? I like that Ashby kid. What, eighth and ninth?
Yeah, he pitched well tonight.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Throwing a smoking 97. Now, this Williams, we live in a state, the land of the brew, the home of the brew. These things happen.
They do.
And I remember you saying you like these celebrations. Correct?
Okay.
See,
I knew I was going to get that. Hell, okay, so what you're saying
is... You set yourself up for it,
hold
Tim.
On. What you're saying is if the Brewers would have celebrated a couple of weeks ago Saturday, then maybe someone would have broke their femur or something. Then maybe someone blows out an Achilles later on that night. Come on.
I want to see a trophy of those all them flags, that goofy trophy, and then the locker room... And then the champagne. Did you see any champagne when the Bucks won it?
Maybe.
I doubt it.
When they won
anyway,
it all?
I'm going to let you go on that.
Okay. Didn't they celebrate with some beer and champagne or no?
In the clubhouse, yeah. Or in the locker room, absolutely.
Yeah. It just wasn't visual or what?
I don't know. Because I do remember seeing pictures of it. 100%.
Drinking makes you do dumb things. It does. There's no question. I've been there. I don't get violent. But I've done some really dumb things. And I understand that. It's an embarrassing moment for him. It's a learning moment for him. But it really hurts this team. It does. It's a shot to this team in a really, really bad way. And I've been there, you've been there, we've all done some dumb things. Wow. 799-1250, let's go to Todd. Todd, you're next.
Howdy, boys. Timmy, give me a minute or so here, I'm going to speak my piece. I've been there a billion times. I broke my hand probably in the same way he did, and I can tell you it's not going to heal up very well. I broke a couple bones on my pinky and the other finger, and the other bones on the other side of my knuckle got bigger. So I think his pitching days are done. I really do. I think Devin is he's over, and my wife. Was a career bartender, and she reads people like a book. So when Williams was in the dugout, Stearns was next to him, and Stearns looked like the biggest pissed-off father you could ever have next
to him. He sounded like it, yes.
Oh, my God, Timmy. If you could have seen him, he looked away from that kid. He didn't look at him. He was so upset with him. It was crazy. So I looked, I was watching it, and I stopped it. My wife was in another room. I says, hey, I came in here. I says, watch Stearns, and you tell me what you think. And I played it, and she looked at me after about 10 seconds, and she says, Devin is getting gone. And I said, yes, he's gone. Just like Grisham, booting the ball, he got traded. I think Devin Williams is going to baseball purgatory. He's going to get traded to the Orioles next year. Mark my words, that man is gone. And the only guy, and I'm pissed too. It's, hey, man, we've all been there. But when Stern said it, he leaned his head and he looked towards the dugout. He looked towards the locker room. He goes, these guys are upset with him too. And they're all pissed at him. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think the only guy that's going to stop the bleeding, granted, Ashby can do it. I'm sorry, I'm so upset. I'm beyond upset.
Okay,
but
Todd, gotcha.
Brett Suter is going to stop the bleeding.
Okay, so he's one of the guys too. All right, thanks, Todd. Yeah, this is going to, most postseason games are close. So what happens? That's the underlying undertone, if you will. That's the storyline almost. Mid and late game for this Milwaukee Brewers run in the postseason. This is it. It's not going to go away. It's not going to go away from the writers. It's not going away from the reporters. It's not going away for the broadcasters, both radio and TV. It's not going away for the fans. You can't turn the page on this when it's a 3-2 Brewers lead after 7. What will you be thinking at that point? That's the toughest part about this. The haunting of this. Now, again, I don't know who's going to be in there in the 8th. I'm assuming it's Boxberger. But that's the haunting part of this. It's not going to go away. We think baseball. That's the way we think, especially you guys that are up here night in and night out listening to a baseball talk show. There's no way you can block this out of your mind if the Brewers have a 3-2, 4-2, 2-1 lead heading into the 8th inning. There's just no way it's going to go away. That being said, can the offense pick them up? Can the rest of the team and their chemistry, can they use this as, hey, man, let's not let this define us here? There's going to be more than just not having Devin Williams that will prevent the Brewers from winning the World Series. Isn't there? Let's see how these games shake out. Want to get your thoughts on the Devin Williams, just, I don't know if it's a pun, devastating news. But that's just sad. It's disappointing. It's super disappointing for everybody. And he mentioned it. Williams mentioned it. You know, his teammates. You know, his manager, the fans. I mean, he's saying the right things, that's for sure. And he seems sincere to me. He does. He seems impacted big time with this, no doubt. 799-1250. Brewers do get the victory today. That's a final there, as the Cardinals' winning streak is over at 17, and they can lay that thing to rest. The Brewers win 4-0, a couple of home runs in this game. We'll get to Craig Counsell coming up, get to more of your reaction as the big news, Williams out for the year. It's the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show right here after a Brewers 4-0 shutout over the Cardinals on The Fan.
The game's over, and Tim Allen is taking your calls now on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan. Dial him up now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Brewers get a victory tonight to snap that losing streak against the St. Louis Cardinals at 5, and that's a really, really good thing. 4-0, they get it done. Vogelback, a 2-run shot. Manny Pineapple, I think he's going to play a prevalent role in the postseason for sure. And who else is in that back end of the bullpen? Because the news, Devin Williams, out for the remainder of the year. Outside shot maybe if they get to the World Series, which I think they should and will. So maybe Devin, his season isn't all the way done yet. We'll see. Who's going to play a little bit bigger role, and how does this impact your thoughts moving forward here in the 21 championship season? 799-1250. All right, let's go to Tom. Where is he calling from, Evan?
From Holcomb, Wisconsin.
Holcomb,
Northwestern Wisconsin. How you
gotcha.
Doing?
Good.
Good. You know, I'm 61 years old. I have never in my life blamed anything that I've ever done on being drunk. That, him saying he was drinking and so he did something, that's on him. I don't frankly get it. And what was he, maybe you can tell me because I haven't heard. What was he frustrated about?
I don't know. We don't know. And just we're curious by nature, and this is just a personal thing for me. Maybe it's a drama thing, and maybe it's a TMZ thing. I don't know. Who knows? But I am curious as to how this thing went down.
And you know what? It was just weird. Last night, my wife and I watched Bull Durham. You know the movie. And
yeah, oh yeah.
You got to know which hand to swing with, right?
You know, at every level, my son going through what he went through, all his baseball and all his years, they knew that's just what you do with baseball. You always go oppo hand if you're going to get angry.
So that's my comment. I don't believe this is unbelievable. It is ridiculous. And I listened to the pregame with Craig Counsell. He was diplomatic, but it felt to me that he was boiling underneath his answers.
Oh, how can you not be? How can you not be if you're in that dugout or you're in that clubhouse? Tom, thanks for listening on that Odyssey app. We'll talk again throughout the postseason.
Thanks. See ya. Bye.
All right. You got it. You know, again, I don't get violent. I don't think I've ever gotten, that's just me. Some people are, and I'm not making excuses, but, you know, we do get frustrated when things happen. And then whatever it was, whatever got him to that point. But I usually just slam my fist on the side of my fist down on my thigh. And it's not that hard. I don't want to hurt myself. But that's, I mean, it just, you release a little bit. It's not the first time, won't be the last time a baseball player punches things. I heard earlier today that someone said, well, they're such competitors. They're such competitors that they need this, you know, this release, and they get all ramped and amped up. Oh, BS. Get out of here. They're people. That's no excuse. That's zero excuse because you're not on the baseball field. Take that fist and pump it in the air when you strike out Bellinger next week or the week after. Take it when you get Freeman on a big pop-up. Then pump that fist in the air then. Get that release then. See, this is the thing. There's no chance. When Stearns and Counsell, and probably even Adonasio, when they found this out, their first knee-jerk or gut reaction, Tom, you're right. They had to be fuming mad. What? They got more vested interest in it than we do. This is their careers impacting their careers, their team, his teammates' careers. Just saying. Again, a dumb thing. Stupid. You lose your mind? Control yourself. We're not savages here. Good gosh. Is that what we're getting to where we just need to... Oh, just, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's a dumb thing. Again, I'm sure he's a great kid. I interviewed him when he was 18 years old, drafted out of high school. See, and I've interviewed him since, and he seems like a good dude. This lost control, momentary lapse, whatever it is. But it's impactful for this baseball team. Make no mistake about it. All right, where do you want to go here, Evan?
Let's go to Scott in Tosa.
What's up, Scott?
Well, let's bring us back to the positive side. First, we'll crack a beer here. And
there you go.
So it was a win. It was actually a decent offensive performance. It was a great pitching performance. You know, everybody picked him up. Boxberger actually looks really good. So,
yeah, that's good. And he's going to have to step up. By the way, Hauser ended his season with a 3.22 earned run average. That is awesome.
Ridiculous, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, what was my point? So you were talking about who's going to step into that role.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned three. You could put Boxberger right in that role also. I mean, he showed everything today. He was kind of back to what he was. What, a month plus ago?
Yeah, no. But maybe you misunderstood. Box is going to be that guy. He's the eighth inning guy.
Yeah.
I'm pretty convinced of that. So if that's the case, and again, that's Council's move, but if it's Box and Hader, eighth and ninth, who is it then that steps into the Box role? Is it Cousins, Strickland, Ashby, Suter?
Yep.
Is there another name?
Well, here's the other thing. Once we get into the playoffs, how many starters are we actually going to start? Are we going to start three or are we going to start five like we've been doing all year? So we got two starters that can back into middle relief, and we've got a week plus to get these guys in position, you know, stretched out the perfect way to maybe jump into that eighth inning role, seventh inning role.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let me walk you through this. So let's say let's say Woody goes five, and they work the pitch count up on him, and it's just he ran into a little trouble in the fifth inning. Brewers have the lead. Let's say 2-0, 3-1. They're up by two. Okay, sixth, seventh, eighth, and ninth. Let's go from the back end. There's Hader in the ninth, right? You're good with that? There's Boxberger in the eighth. Yep. I think I'm good with that too. Sixth and seventh. What happens there? That's why I'm saying these two guys are elevated into that role. Now, they could go matchups a little bit more, but if it's just a cookie cut, six, seven, eight, and nine, is it Strickland and Cousins, Box and Hader, and those four right in a row, six, seventh, eighth, ninth, to lock down a two-run victory? How do you feel about that compared to?
Well, compared to, obviously we had perfection before.
Yep.
But now we still have a very good lineup there. And maybe you have to put in Lauer or Anderson in the fifth and sixth, right?
You could. Yeah, you could. I mean, Hauser.
Or maybe they can pitch three or four innings, you know?
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me that Hauser has moved to the pen because of the sinker baller. And maybe they need a big double play out there mid to later on in the game. That could be. I wouldn't rule out, honestly, that Eric Lauer gets a start in the postseason. We'll see.
Yeah. So here's my question, though. With this injury, I mean, do we know the extent of it yet? Because is this like a year injury or is this...
No, they said the outside chance he's going to go into surgery. There's an outside chance that if they do go to the World Series, I should say when they go to the World Series, that Devin potentially could be back. Long shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That would be nice.
Hey, nice hearing that beer cracking open. I like that.
All right. Have a good night.
A National Coffee Day. All right, let's go to Fat Man. You're next here on The Fan. What's on your mind?
I completely agree with some of the things you're saying and don't agree with a lot of the things you're saying tonight.
Okay, Jim. Shoot.
So, you're looking at the back end of the bullpen. I see Adrian Hauser coming in. He can pitch like the seventh and eighth inning. You got Ashby. He can cover for the starter who can't go long enough in the game.
And that normally is Strickland's role, though.
Normally, Strickland's there, too. But I'm guessing they're going to leave Boxberger off the postseason roster.
What?
He has been that bad the last few weeks.
Not a chance.
They're going to leave Boxberger off the roster or have him come in in mop-up role when they're losing.
Okay.
That's what I would do if I was Council, and Council's like the master pitching manipulator. They're going to put, like, they're the back end of the bullpen, beyond Williams and Hader, I trust no one.
I appreciate you a lot, but I'm not down with that at all. Boxberger is not only going to be on the postseason roster, he's your eighth-inning setup guy. He's Devin Williams right now.
Hauser will be that guy.
Well, the problem with Hauser, and I get where you're going with Hauser, and I don't necessarily fully disagree with that. Hauser, the sinker baller when you need a big ground ball, the problem with him is his command. You can't be coming into a one- or two-run game in the seventh inning and start walking, guys. You can't do that. His whip is too high for that kind of role, but, hey, maybe they're forced into using him a little bit better.
That's what I would love to see, is him coming in the seventh, eighth inning when they need a guy who can get some outs.
Okay. All right. They're going to all have to step up. Make no mistake. They all have to pick up for Devin.
You got Woody, you got Freddie, you got Corbin Burns. Two of those three guys you got to count on to get the outs. And again, they're going to beat the Braves. It's when they get to the Dodgers or the Giants, I'm assuming the Dodgers, that you got to worry about that.
No, yeah. But oh yeah.
The front end of the lineup, they're going to get their outs and somebody's going to get in trouble and you're going to bring in Ashby or Lauer to get those outs, and then you can put Hauser in the back end.
Okay. All right. Good deal.
Help get them out.
Thanks for the call, Fat Man. Thank you for the call. 799-1250. I don't, you know, the Boxberger thing. Wow. Okay. Roger, you're next on the Fan. Devin Williams night tonight.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, certainly there was, I think, on the anger side of things, you know, I can see Stern having that primary emotion. But the thing that hit me is that certainly Consul feels disappointment, anger. But you know what? Being a good teammate is something, as you've stated, is a principle and a value that he's built this team on. And I think he's feeling also a sense of failure to a certain degree, and that, you know, one of his players went off and did something like this, because certainly you couldn't pick an act or a lack of self-control decision that would impact the team at this level. And because of that, you know, for what it's worth, the guy probably, given what was at stake, probably has an anger problem. I would guess, you know, that's probably the case, because there was so much at stake. But hopefully, you know what, you mentioned that you'll probably be talking about situations where Williams would have pitched here, Williams would have pitched there. Let's hope you're talking about that. But it's a case where his teammates step up and they pitch well and they get the win anyway.
And maybe the offense just goes crazy here and gets on a roll and picks it up that way. All right, Roger, thanks for the call. Yeah, Craig Counsell, although he's not old. He's not an old dude. So he relates to these guys a little bit more than, say, Joe Maddon would. More of a father type. Craig Counsell is not quite that to his team. But nonetheless, I think there's a certain degree of that in him. And those of us that are parents, I mean, we know our kids do dumb things. They just do. They do. Your kid's not perfect, trust me. Mine certainly wasn't. And everybody's, you know, kids are going to... I think that's the way Counsell feels. And so, to a degree, maybe he understands that, hey, you get 20, now 28-man roster, someone's going to go off the rails once in a while. That's just the law of averages, matter of time. You try and hold it together, but man, a tough day. 414-799-1250. Hey, before the break, we are going to hear from Craig Counsell on the other side. Before the break, Evan, let's get to David Stearns and his response to what happened as he addressed the media earlier today.
Devin sees it as a learning moment. Look, we're all disappointed. Devin is disappointed. I am disappointed. We've got a clubhouse full of guys in there who are disappointed. I think we all recognize that if we judge anyone by their worst moment, none of us is going to like what the picture looks like. And we recognize that. We know Devin, and we're frustrated. We also really feel for him.
I do, too. Evan, you feel for the guy, right?
It's hard not to. Right. I can only imagine the guilt that Devin is feeling right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's baseball and there's life. And sometimes the two worlds collide. Just happens. You know why? Because we're human. That's kind of how we're built. Things happen. They just do. We have to make smart decisions. And as you get a little older, you get a little more wisdom built up, and you do ultimately end up making better decisions. And I agree with Stearns. He will learn from this. There's no question about it. And if he doesn't, I have no sympathy for him at that point then. Now you know. All right, 414-799-1250. Brewers do get the victory tonight for Zip, and they have an opportunity with four games remaining to get to the 97 win mark at 95 and 63 right now. Go 2-2. You've got a franchise record in victories, and I'll leave you with this into the break. This team has been known to pick up players and pick them up and carry them. They've done that with other players this year that maybe haven't made some stupid decisions off the field, but just aren't performing on the field. JBJ, Christian Yelich, expectations haven't been met. Yet they're 95 wins, guys. That's how good this team is. They're still a threat to win the World Series, no question, despite what happened today. Sapella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. Craig Counsell next, right here on The Fan.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan.
Well, let's get some more reaction here after Devin Williams had some, he had an issue Sunday night, that's for sure. The Brewers do get the victory today, 4-0 the final. And now at 95 victories with four to play here in the 21 championship season, well, they've got a chance to break the franchise win total mark in the regular season, which would be 97 with a couple of more victories. All right, we'll get to Counsell in just a second. Let's get to Richard. Been with us for many years. Richard, you're on The Fan.
How do you do, Tim?
What's happening?
Sad night for Brewer fans, for Williams. I just hope that his career will not be negated, because I worry about his ability to be an effective pitcher again, his ability to grip a baseball. His pitch is the changeup, and it's a special pitch.
It's a field pitch.
Yeah, and will that surgery to the hand affect his ability to grip the ball the same? That's what concerns me, his long-term future. The other thing is, I remember as a young man, I did some silly things, and drinking alcohol can affect one's judgment, change one's temperament, and sometimes as a culture, we celebrate with alcohol. Maybe we need to learn to celebrate without drinking, or drinking responsibly. And too many people forget forget that. The alcohol is a drug. Can change judgment or alter judgment and change one's temperament. I'm not going to judge him. I just wish him the best.
Yep, me too. And all right, thanks for the call. And I feel horrible for that. That whole moving forward thing. That is a concern. And you know, guys have come back from things like this, and sometimes worse. But you're right on the alcohol thing. Now, I enjoy drinking beer. I really do.
You? No.
The booze thing, you know what? The booze thing, you know, the Jack Daniels, that's a little bit different. And I do partake in that, too. But the beer thing, that I really, really enjoy. But that whole, you know what happens here is that, oh, I don't know, that whole responsibility thing gets in the way. Of my love for beer. So it's a balance. I think it's a balance. You know, it's a mental balance too. And I agree with you, Richard, because my girlfriend wonders that a lot too. She's constantly like, does everything have to involve a couple of beers? Does everything have to involve, you know, going to watch the game down at the bar? Does a celebration always have to have alcohol? Yeah, kind of does. I shouldn't say everything. But again, we're making it diminishes a bunch of judgment. We've been there. We know. That's why we understand this. I think we're pissed. Yeah, some people are pissed. They're frustrated. They're disappointed. But we certainly understand it. I think there's always strength in numbers, and I do believe this, that when you go out partying, I think it's sort of a brotherhood of who you're out there with, and you kind of hold each other in check, don't we? Evan, do you? Like, if your buddy's doing something really stupid, like, hey, I got this rock. I'm going to throw it, throw it into this neighborhood over a couple of houses. Just listen for where it lands.
Oh, yeah. I think even if you are inebriated, there's always someone or a couple of people who are the peacekeepers and can stop a fight from starting or can stop dumb things like that from starting. So it's 100% true. There's always, like, you know, the group dad or the group mom, that kind of thing when you drink.
And then you get to the point, I think age is part of this. It is, much like anything else. They're just dumb. We're just dumb when we're young. We're still learning. We could have the best guidance in the world, but we're still going to make some questionable decisions. That's for sure. All right, Craig Council has got to be pleased with this victory. Getting back on track here against St. Louis, 95 victories, playing the string out here, 4 to play, lining things up for October 8th. Here's Craig Council after the Brewers win.
Craig, to get those relievers out behind Hauser and to get the performance that you did with everything else that happened today, how promising is that those guys pitched so well?
Well, those guys have pitched really well all year, so it's not surprising. But you know, frankly, at this point, what we're doing is we're scripting a little bit of our reliever usage, and so this was kind of the script tonight that we were thinking. You know, that was a scenario we thought could happen, and it went pretty well, obviously. That checkbox that for everybody, and then we'll move on to the next day with the next set of guys.
Craig, considering the success that Adrian's had against the Cardinals this year, did you feel pretty good about putting him on the mound tonight? Feel like you'd have a good outcome?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a great way for Adrian to finish. He's had a fantastic season, and really happy for him that he was able to finish with 5 scoreless and it was just impressive. I mean, his sinker was impressive again. I mean, he's throwing it in counts where kind of they know it's coming and it doesn't matter. And that's to right, specifically to right-handed hitters. So the sinker's been special this year. It's a special pitch. You know, when you can throw a big league hitter a pitch, they know it's coming and they hit a ground ball, you know, a week, that's impressive. That's how good the pitch is.
Craig, is that also considering he faced the Cardinals three times in this month and to still have that kind of success?
You're right. You're exactly right. I mean, it's not a secret. And I think that, again, highlights the quality of the pitch. And it highlights where he's putting it. But he continues to take steps forward, and he took a big step forward this year. That was his challenge, is take a big step forward this year. He's got some guys in the rotation that are pretty darn good, and he kept up with them. And I'm proud of him for that, because it's not easy. Those guys are doing some pretty special things, and I feel like he kept up with them.
Craig, you know, we like big round numbers, but what is the number 50 as in road wins for you guys this year mean to you? That's a pretty impressive stat, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we had a little challenge early in the year, about 45 road wins, kind of among the coaching staff. We passed that a little ways ago, but to get to 50, it's a big number on the road for sure. It's not easy to do. It means that, you know, I think it's a sign of our consistency this year, that we're able to do good things home and road. We've played well on the road this year. There's just no doubt about it. We played really, really, really well on the road.
When you guys got 45, did you get together as a staff and celebrate that, or was it move along?
No, it was a move along day. I think we did it pretty early. I think we did it in Cleveland, maybe. That's right. Right. Is that right? Cleveland. Yeah. So it happened a while ago, but, nothing special, but it was, look, you set a goal and you achieve it. You celebrate it a little bit for sure.
Craig, was part of the script Ashby multiple innings, or is that just the way the game broke down?
Yeah. Ash was going to pitch today. I think with the way the game worked out, I thought it was a good spot for him to finish. He was going to pitch today for sure. Just, how much kind of just the game kind of dictated. I thought it was a good spot for him to go to.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. On the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan.
For the season. Oh, Vogelback gets into one. High fly ball right field. And this one is going to fly out of here. Daniel Vogelback. Two-run home run with two outs in the sixth inning. The Brewers lead it 3-0 now as Vogelback pops his ninth of the season.
Yeah, a two-run home run in this 4-0 Brewers victory. 19th shutout on the season for the Milwaukee Brewers. And that is a huge number, guys. It really is. And you heard Craig Counsell talk about, you know, the pitching staff has pitched well all season long. And you can look at that two ways. And again, it's going to come down to a situation. It's going to come down to an outing in the postseason. So some fans may think that, well, yeah, April and May and July, they don't count once you get into the postseason. And there's something to that, and I understand that. But there's also something to what these guys are. And what these guys are a great pitching staff. They are, collectively. And I like that. But 19 shutouts on the season, 19 of your 95 victories have been via the shutout. That's awesome. That two-run shot by Vogelback, your ABC audio video play of the game, and the Brewers 4-0 victory. Manny Pena also went yard in this one. And the Brewers now, we're going to hear from Daniel Vogelback in just a second here. But the Brewers now are sort of formulating that playoff roster, and so are we. And as we move along here, four games left in the 21 championship season, Vogelback is on, him and Tellez. I mean, that's a nice bat to be sitting there on the bench, Daniel Vogelback. But there are some questions now, especially with the Williams situation that came up today. Aaron Ashby, I think, is a lock into the postseason roster. But there are also some debates here on a JBJ. Tyrone Taylor, does he make it? Jace is a lock, his versatility. Do they hold three catchers, which would allow Manny Pena more pinch hit opportunities? All that to be worked out in the next four. We're going to hear from Daniel Vogelback next here on The Fan.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
All right, we'll get in that Brewers clubhouse and hear from Daniel Vogelback in just a second here. But threw out there on Twitter earlier today your reaction on the Devin Williams injury and the hit that it took for the Brewers. And pretty interesting comments we got on Twitter, Evan.
Yeah, Ben replies, not a problem. The Brew Crew will roll on without him and off into the final stages of the 2021 championship season.
There you go,
move
Ben.
Move forward. Michael said, could definitely cost the Crew a World Series. It'll be interesting to see what the organization does with him. He was clearly the future closer, but mistakes like this could stay with a player for a while. Who knows if he can get his grip back on the airbender.
And who was that that tweeted that?
Michael.
Okay, Michael, you're right, it could. Now, we don't know in what, you know, the you win in as a team and lose as a team. We don't know how all of these games are going to shake out. But as I said an hour ago, the situation is probably going to come up where the Brewers have the lead and it's the eighth inning. And then we're all, you know what we're all going to be thinking. Let's just go to the absolute extreme. And that way we can reel the conversation back in a little bit. Let's go to the extreme, go all the way fast forward to the World Series. And Devin is not back. This is an outside shot from what we understand. Okay, say he's not back. And it's, again, I'm going to the absolute extreme. I'm not predicting this. I'm just saying what could happen. Go to the eighth inning of Game 7 of the World Series. That'll put in for a good thought. What else do you have, Evan?
This one is from Nick. He says, obviously really upset and frustrated with what happened. Devin is a young player that made a dumb mistake, and hopefully something like this won't happen again. I think the bullpen is still good without him, but it's a hit for sure. Hopefully it won't cost the team in the playoffs.
Yeah, Nick's a good guy. I've known Nick since he's fourth grade, maybe, somewhere in there. So thanks for the response, Nick. What else?
RDE says, does JBJ make the postseason roster now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe. At a walk and a hit today, he's starting to heat up a little bit.
I don't know. Randy said, isn't the movie Bull Durham required viewing for players? For sure, all pitchers should know the Crash Davis line, don't punch anything with your pitching hand.
Yeah, I know that. And I think in inner baseball circles, it's kind of one of those unwritten things. It is. These baseball players are like that. And there's just those things that, I won't say etiquette, but just certain things are given. And that's one of them in most cases.
Just two more here. Daniel says, that's why LA wins every year. They don't drink like us Wisconsinites. We know how to celebrate uncontrollably.
That's funny. All right.
And the last one, Dave said, I'm so mad at this news, I want to punch a wall.
Yeah, then that's very creative. Yeah, it sucks. It definitely does. But they're going to have to overcome. Hey, you know, again, you can blame me for jinxing this thing. What did I say yesterday on this very show? That clearly, earlier in the season, it was, quote, the year of the injury. Well, that continued today. Regardless of whether it was an off-the-field injury or not, still somewhat the year of the injury, but it's also the championship season, and I have a feeling that there's going to be a guy like Daniel Vogelbach, maybe a Tyrone Taylor, someone you didn't know that's going to launch a three-run bomb in a huge situation for the Crew in the postseason. Could be Manny Pena. I mean, someone's going to come up with it. And Daniel Vogelbach, I think, has made this playoff roster. Not necessarily for the game tonight, a couple of hits, including a two-run home run. But just because it's nice to have that bat and a good eye off the bench from the left side. Here's the Brewers' first baseman after the victory.
Danny, we just sort of asked Hauser this the same way, but you want to win every game you play. But to beat a team that won 17 in a row, is it a little sweeter just how with how well the Cardinals have been going?
I mean, I don't think you really worry about what other teams are doing or, you know, how they're playing. I think it goes back to just us controlling what we can control. Obviously, they've been playing great, but that doesn't affect how we play. And just want to try to go out and play as good a baseball as we can for the rest of the year, end on a good note, and carry it over into the playoffs.
Daniel, what do you think about the way Adrian's pitched against the Cardinals in particular? He's really kind of owned them this season, and especially in this last month.
Yeah, I mean, Hauser's thrown the ball, you know, outstanding. I mean, he throws strikes, he gets ahead early, he pounds his own, and he gets ground balls. It's fun to play behind. You're always on your toes. You know it's going to happen fast. And, you know, with the middle of the infield and the guys we have out there on defense, you know, I like our chances, you know, when the ball's hit to those guys.
Bogey, that opposite field single that you had, you know, down the line before the homer, can an at-bat like that, I mean, carry over, you know, like when you have an at-bat like that where you execute well, can that carry over into, you know, the rest of the night?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. But, you know, Nicholas was throwing the ball really well tonight there early. We didn't really get many pitches over the plate to hit. So credit to him for that. I mean, he was, you know, it was either a ball or it was, you know, placed very well in the corner and didn't give us a chance. So sometimes you got to take what he gives you. And I felt like that was kind of all I could really do with those first two at-bats is shoot a ball the other way. I tried to do it on my first at-bat with a runner on third, and he just beat me. So just try to take what he gives me, and you know, when I get a good pitch, you know, try to put a good swing on it and, you know, drive it.
Daniel, you guys haven't had a real breakout game offensively, I guess you could say, since the Cleveland series. How would you say that in your eyes the offense is performing here down the stretch? Do you feel like, you know, you guys are in a good place even though you haven't had one of those big breakout games?
I mean, yeah, I think that, you know, a breakout game may mean that we score a bunch of runs, but, you know, I think you can, it's really not the only thing that you can go off of. I think we've had a lot of good at bats, you know, some balls not go our way, some hard hit balls. So I just think that, you know, doing little things like we did tonight, you know, with runner on second and third and Eske hits a ground ball to first to get the guy in, you know, little stuff like that, every run's going to matter, especially when you have the pitching staff, you know, that we do that's been throwing the ball as well as they have all year, you know, every run's going to matter. So it's just having good at bats in situations when we can get runs, get guys in, and you know, when guys make mistakes, you know, putting good swings on it, you know, like we have in the past.
Daniel, what's your perspective of the Devin Williams news? That had to be disappointing for everybody today. And how do you feel about the way he handled that, just from a teammate's perspective?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not something that you expect to hear, but, you know, it's good for him for, you know, standing up. And I think it takes it takes a man to be able to stand up and, you know, talk about it and, you know, admit it and, you know, talk to you guys about it. So, you know, good for him. You know, everybody makes mistakes and, you know, it's easy to point fingers, but, you know, I think it's what we've done all year, and that's pick each other up. And, you know, the next guy steps up in a big situation, and we just, you know, keep being good teammates and keep being good people and, you know, getting behind each other.
What's on tap for the Crew? What pitcher starts the next one? It's time for some forward thinking on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show on The Fan.
All right, to map this thing out, it is a Brett Anderson start tomorrow. We'll get the numbers on the matchup tomorrow. But then Eric Lauer on Friday, game one in L.A. Corbin Burns on Saturday, game two in L.A., and final game of the regular season here in the 21 championship season. To be determined yet, there's been some conversation, Craig Counsell, earlier today. It's not a lock that Woody is going to get another start, let alone another appearance. Now, hopefully that was with consultation from Brandon Woodruff, because that's the first guy I'd go to. Woody, what's going to make you feel comfortable? You want a few innings on Saturday, and that'll give you, you know, 5 days rest? You want to go on Sunday? You want to go 2-3 innings on Sunday? That'll give you 4 days rest if you want to go back to that normal practice. Pretty impressive, however, with all the conversations heading into the season about innings pitched last year and the elevation of innings, and we're not going to see big numbers out of starters. Well, don't look now, but Woody started his 30th game. So six-man rotation, are you kidding? Off days, are you kidding? He got 30 starts this year. I mean, that's a normal season. So good for you, Woody, but I would consult with him. So again, Brett Anderson tomorrow, Lauer on Friday, Burns on Saturday, and then we'll see what happens on Sundays. That Sunday game, Evan, that could be a game that doesn't mean anything for both the Dodgers or the Brewers, outside of maybe the Brewers need that victory to get 97.
You know, Tim, I was going to wait to say this until a certain point, but I think I can finally announce it. I will be the starting pitcher on Sunday.
Yeah,
they're
going
to activate me. They purchased my contract. I will be the starting pitcher for your Milwaukee Brewers on Sunday.
I would take 3 1/3 of 3-run ball right there from you. That'd be a nice start.
That's assuming that my arm doesn't give out after 22 pitches.
Okay.
But I'll hit one into the upper tank.
Happ and Anderson going at it tomorrow. First pitch is going to be 12:15 after the last pitch. You make the switch. Right here, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show. Let's look at the numbers. Brett Anderson, J.A. Happ.
Oh boy, are they large numbers. Brett Anderson, fresh off of a 1 2/3 inning start against the Cardinals last week. A 4-9 record, a 4.3 ERA. Going up against J.A. Happ, the 38-year-old, who has not pitched against the Brewers since 2017. In his last four starts against the Brewers, he's given up at least four runs. So Brewers may have his number. He's 9-8 with a 5.86 ERA.
Yeah, I won't complain about winning, that's for sure. Even though these games, they mean something, but they don't really mean something. I still like when the Brewers win, especially over Lars Nootbaar and the St. Louis Cardinals. Your boy.
What a name.
That is a great name.
That might be top 10 names I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah. All right. Well, you guys have a great night. There'll be better days. And as Daniel Vogelbach said, they just got to keep doing what they've been doing all year, and that's picking each other up. We'll talk again tomorrow afternoon. And despite the Williams news, try to smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.